such short notice.
所以说是非常短暂的一段时间我要准备。
Even shorter for them.
而且比我要准备要更少一点。
But I appreciate their flexibility.
但是我在这有一个弹性我觉得非常好。
I even tried to tell the Lord, I think I've used this passage before, possibly even here.
我跟神讲过我以前有用过这一段的经文。
Lord said, doesn't matter if you preached it before three times, preach it again.
神跟我讲说你即使讲过三次再讲一次也无所谓了。
There must be an importance to what he would have us to talk about this morning.
今天会在讲的东西一定它有它的重要性。
And so we're going to work our way through the passage of Mark chapter 6.
所以我们今天会在马可福音第六章里面过几个章节。
I want to talk to you this morning about passion.
我要跟大家讲一下这个热情 passion.
Passion is the motivational side of life.
一个热情是生命中一个生活的动机。
Passion is the motivational side of ministry.
这个热情也是一个宣道一个很重要的激励的这个中心。
Passion is like fuel, like fire.
那个热情就像燃料一样。
And passion would be like getting on a jet and flying from Chicago to Tokyo.
这个热情就像搭上一个喷射机从芝加哥到东京一样。
What happens when you do that on takeoff, the jet uses 80% of its fuel.
如果说当起飞的时候把 80% 的飞机的燃料都用完了会怎么办呢？
So when you fly to Tokyo on your way to China or Taiwan,You only have 20% of fuel left.
所以说当你飞到那边的时候只剩下20个百分点留下来了。
It takes a tremendous amount of power to get the plane into the air to get to the place where it can cruise at a comfortable altitude.
所以说当起飞的时候它用掉了大部分的燃料在整个在航程的正中间但是用少量的燃料。
Taking off is only part of the flight though.
但是你要知道起飞只是整个航程里面的其中一部分
but expends the greatest amount of energy
但是它用到很多的燃料就像现在我们要跟大家分享的
the flight itself requires a sustaining power so that we can get to our destination
所以当飞上的时候你必须要有充足的燃料能够继续完成你的航程
the pilot cannot run the plane at full throttle the whole way
所以说你在正常的航程的时候你不能完全把这个速度完全展开完全飞。
It's just like passion. It cannot run 24/7.
所以说你就像这样子你的热情也不能24小时7天每天都在这个 100% 在燃烧一样。
It's just like in the church.
就像在我们的教会一样。
It calls for a deeper rooted passion.
他也要我们有一个深根建造的一个热情
A passion that is based on commitment and conviction
一个热情必须要建造在我们的信心跟信念
Not like a vapor that comes and goes
不是只是一个蒸汽烧过一下就不见了
And we find that today there's something interesting happening within the body of Christ.
我们知道在现在我们有看到在这个基督的身体有一些很特殊的情况发生。
Our expectations of our pastors are becoming greater and greater and greater.
我们对牧师的期望好像越来越高和越多。
Your new pastor did not pay me to preach this message for him this morning.
你们的新的牧师并没有花钱请我来讲今天的这个讲道
We have not even been formally introduced yet
我们即使都还没有相互介绍过
He does not know my phone number
他不知道我的电话是什么
But the church is putting a greater burden upon pastors today
但是我们知道今天的教会把很多的重要的任务都交在牧师的身上
With spoken and unspoken expectations
有是明文讲的有不是明文讲的都在他身上
There are 1,500 pastors leaving the ministry every month
有1,500个人每个月在每个月中间离开这个教会的事工
That means 18,000 pastors a year are quitting.
那就是讲在一年里面有18,000的牧师离开教会的职守。
The top three reasons are this.
最重要的三个理由是这样子的。
Burnout.
Burnout. Okay. Burnout.
Good job.
烧光了。Good.
I could have translated that one.
烧光了。Okay. 好。
Second reason is contention in the church.
Contention in the church.
Strife. Meanness.
okay. Struggle in
struggle.
在教会里面的这个冲突。
And for some moral failure.
在道德上面的败坏或堕落。
50% of pastors' marriages end in divorce.
在有二分之一以上的牧师离婚了。
It is no different than the rest of the nation.
就像跟我们在整个国家也没有什么大的不同。
80% of pastors are discouraged.
在有80%的牧师非常的失望。
84% of pastors' wives are discouraged.
另外一个是84%的是牧师的夫人非常的失望。
80% of pastors that start out in ministry leave within the first 5 years.
有80%的在四个礼拜中间就离开教会的事工。
85% of the greatest problem a pastor has is dealing with problem people.
在85%里面，牧师必须要面对的都是有问题的人。
Are you getting the picture?
你现在有没有看到整个图画
？I don't think so. Let's go some more.
我们再或许你们不知道，我们再讲多一点点。
90% of pastors said that the hardest thing they deal with is uncooperative people.
牧师讲说，基本上90%的事工都是。跟不合作的人的事情。
80% of pastors' children seek professional help for depression when they become adults.
牧师自己家里面的儿童有80%必须要去寻求特别的帮助。
70% of pastors do not have a close friend.
在牧师中间70%没有一个很很靠近的朋友。亲近的朋友。
95% of pastors do not pray regularly with their wife.
95% 的牧师没有跟牧师夫人一起相互祷告。
80% of pastors spend less than 15 minutes a day in prayer.
80% 的牧师在他的每一天里面祷告只有15分钟以下面。
Pastors and churches in America are in a crisis today.
在美国在每周这个牧师跟教会真的是现在在一个危机当中。
And then you take all of that and add everybody's expectations, spoken or unspoken, on the pastor, and how much more of a burden does that place?
你把这些东西再加起来，然后再加上一些明文的规定、不文的规定，你知道牧师身上有多大的重担。
And I know what just happened is we just became good friends.
哎，我也刚刚知道，因为我们现在才变成好朋友了。
So I want to speak to you this morning about how to keep the passion with all of these things that are against us.
所以说我今天要跟大家一起分享的是我们怎么样把这个热心一直维存下去。
Are you ready?
你们都准备好了吗?
Look at the Gospel of Mark chapter 6.
我们大家一起翻开马可福音第六章。
In this passage, in this scripture, the thing that we usually will look at the most is the miracle that was performed.
我们经常看到的都是在这边的展现的奇迹。
Where Jesus takes the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, and breaks them and feeds over 10,000 people that day.
我们都看到这个五饼二鱼喂饱了10,000人。
5,000 of them were just men.
5,000人已经满足了。
But there were women and children there that day as well.
但是其中也有其他的女人跟小朋友。
Afterwards, the disciples collect 12 baskets full, a basket for each disciple.
在之后，每个门徒又 收集了十二篮的面包跟食物。
A tremendous miracle.
这是一个非常非常大的奇迹。
A miracle that only Jesus could perform.
这个奇迹就只有耶稣才能够施行。
But we're not going to focus on the miracle.
但是今天我们不要专心注重这个奇迹了。
This morning we're going to look at something much deeper that's happening than just the miracle.
今天我们要往更深的深层度去看啊，不是要看奇迹。
We're going to pull the curtain back and we're going to put our focus and attention on the disciples.
我们要将这个 curtain 拿开，然后看到里面中间的东西。
How many in the congregation this morning by raised hand are leaders within the church, deacons, elders?
我们大家请举一下手，今天你在中间的是church 里面的 leader, 你是领袖的、小组的还是 deacon 的，请你举一下手。
Sunday school teacher.Stand.
Sunday school teacher.
Everybody who's a leader.
Yeah. 如果说你是某个小组的还是 deacon 的，你就举一下手。
Stand.
Show up your hands or stand up. Yeah.
Don't be shy. Okay. First, thank them for leading.
我们先感谢他们，真是感谢他们在各方式的领导。
You may be seated. In the same way,
坐下来了。
Your pastor who serves as your shepherd.
然后我们的牧师就是我们的牧人。
Those leaders that stood are like the disciples.
啊，这些我们刚才站起来这些各方面的领袖就是牧师的门徒。
Jesus teaches us a very important principle.
啊，耶稣基督教导我们一个很重要的一个原则。
Even Jesus models the importance of bringing good people around you.
啊，耶稣基督。也是把很重要的人带在自己的身边。
Because the pastor, the leader cannot do it himself.
因为牧师自己 牧师跟门徒没办法自己 没办法完全做他们的事。
It takes cooperation of the body.
需要很多的同工跟一起相互的帮助才能够做完事。
Jesus had already commissioned the disciples to go out and do ministry.
耶稣基督叫门徒往外面去做事工的事情。
And they have been doing ministry and they're returning to Jesus to tell them everything that had happened.
他们出去事工之后又回来跟耶稣基督讲在外面所发生的事情。
Because while they were out there, they saw people get healed.
他们到外面去的时候看到所有的百姓都得到医治。
They preached and taught about Jesus.
他们传道而且传讲耶稣的事。
They saw demons cast out.
他们看到这个魔鬼被赶走。
And now they find themselves after having a very heavy ministry load, anxious to get back to Jesus.
他们现在有在很多的重担之后，他们非常渴望回到耶稣中间跟他一起分享一些事情。
They can't wait to get back to tell him everything that they had seen, everything that had been done.
他们等不及回到耶稣那边跟他讲所有发生的事情。
It says that they have been so busy that they had not even had time to eat.
他们只是忙到连吃饭的时间都没有。
Some of you in this room have been very weary because you've had to do more without a pastor.
就像你们当中间当没有牧师的时候，我们必须要焦心焦虑的做很多的事。
Matter of fact, you probably couldn't wait for him to get here so you could tell him how weary you are.
但是我们等不及跟他讲说，我们真的是怎么样焦心焦虑在三个多月中间的事。
And you're excited because he can do it all now and you can take a rest.
我们非常的高兴因为他可以接下来接棒接下所有的事情。
No, that's not true.
但实际上不应该是这样子的。
So they find themselves at this place where they just want Jesus' time and attention.
所以他们真的是聚集只是要跟耶稣有一个时间跟他一起沟通。
They're excited, but yet they're exhausted.
他们非常的高兴但是他们非常的
And so when they get to Jesus and he hears some of the things that they're saying, and as he observes them, he invites them to get away with him.
当他们跟他一起聚集的时候，耶稣就邀请他们一起跟他一起走。
Jesus knows the demands of ministry.
耶稣知道这个事工里面所需要的各项事工。
And he wants to get away with his guys so that they can rest and recharge.
所以说耶稣基督要离开他们，所以说他能够必须重新得到能力。
And they welcome the invitation.
他们也是非常的去 欢迎这一方面的邀请。
They're thinking about rest and food and being with Jesus. That sounds great.
他们就认为说能够跟耶稣基督一起享受食物，享受一个时间在一起，真的是非常的好。
And so what Jesus says is, he says, get in the boat and go over and let's go get some rest.
所以说耶稣基督跟他们讲说，我们就搭上船一起出去。
There's a problem as Jesus and his men enter the boat and begin to sail away. The people on shore are watching where they're going.
问题是在岸上有好多人就看到这一群人怎么走了。
And so we find that, as they're there, people want their needs met.
哇，就是那时候，真是在岸边的人，真是需要。他们有很多的需要，他们必须要能够满足。
Their plans are interrupted.
他们生命的计划突然中断了。
There's now a great crowd that has gathered.
那这时候突然好大的一群人都集中在一起。
And so Jesus has compassion on them.
所以说，耶稣基督对他们有怜悯心。
And he begins to teach them.
会开始教导他们。
And now the disciples are back here, they're standing and they're waiting and they're looking at this crowd and the day is going on and Jesus continues to teach, but they're still hungry and they're still tired and they want to be with Jesus alone.
这时候门徒自己都已经非常的不倦，他们也非常的饿，但是耶稣基督开始在群众中间的教导。
So they begin talking to each other and thinking about what can we do to get Jesus by himself.
这时候门徒开始聚在一起，这时候怎么想办法能够让耶稣回到我们中间，跟我们一起聚集有一段时间。
So they come up with a plan.
所以他们这时候想到了一个计划。
And they go up and they tap Jesus on the shoulder.
所以他说轻轻拍了耶稣的肩膀。
And they said, Jesus, it's getting late.
说耶稣基督已经很晚了。
These people have had nothing to eat.
说这些人没有东西可以吃。
It's time to dismiss the crowd and let them go and find food and lodging for the night.
这时候就是让这些群众大家分散，让他们自己找东西吃，因为他们没有东西吃了。
They have had enough.
所以他们已经门徒已经
They don't want to wait any longer.
门徒已经觉得差不多了，他不要再等了。
And so their response is send the people away.
所以他们的直接反应就是把这些群众的分散吧。
And so they lose their focus off the people.
所以他们把他们的眼目的焦点没有注重在群众当中。
And they begin to focus more on their own pain and their own strain and tiredness.
从这时候开始就只有专心注重他们自己的的问题。
They're even more tired now.
他们现在更是疲倦了。
More hungry.
更饥饿。
And so Jesus has sympathy and pity on them.
所以说耶稣基督对这一群门徒有怜悯。
And says, okay, I'll get rid of the people.
说我现在就把这些群众都给他们分散吧。
Is that what happens?
是不是情况是这样子结束的呢？
No.
不是这样子的。
Here's these guys who are exhausted and tired and just want to be alone, and Jesus turns to them and says, you feed them.
结果呢，神就耶稣基督转过来对门徒讲说，门徒啊，你们现在去喂饱这五千人群众。
And so Jesus begins to model that ministry isn't driven by when I feel like it.
哦，所以说耶稣基督教导他们这个事工不是因为你心里想做什么就做什么。
Ministry just doesn't happen when I happen to have the passion for it.
事工不是因为你有热情，有热心的时候才去做。
It calls for a much more deep-rooted sustaining power to get it done.
它需要是一个很深层的持续的一个持守。
Because Jesus understands that ministry must be compassion-driven.
所以说基督了解事工必须要有一个怜悯心来驱动。
Where we care more about others than ourselves.
我们关心其他人比关心自己要更多。
Where we put his kingdom first and not ours.
我们把他的神国看的事工比我们自己的国要大。
Where we embrace him with our whole being.
我们能够抓住耶稣基督，整体的抓住他。
The truth and the reality is that our passion and our excitement will wane away.
我们的热情跟我们的这个热心总会减低的。
Eventually, the newness of your pastor will wear off.
这时候啊，我牧师刚刚来的热心热血，慢慢也会减低。
And you're going to need a more sustaining power to do the work.
所以你必须要有一个持守的能力，继续才能够完全事工。
This is not time to sit back and take a rest.
这时候真是不一个时间，你要坐下来，坐到旁边那坐，稍微喘一口气。
It's time to go to work.
这时候才是真正要做事工的时间了。
It's time to have God fill our hearts with His compassion.
这时候是神，你要让神来进入我们心中啊，来感激动我们。
To fill us afresh and anew with Himself.
让我们能够心中能够完全啊，全新的啊，有神的心意。
We need to understand that not all interruptions in our life are caused by the enemy.
我们知道所有生命中间所发生的意外不是。敌人所产生的。
Many of our interruptions are divine appointments by Him, not the enemy.
我们有些中间的生命中间所谓的很多东西是神自己定义的。
And so here they are, they have Jesus right in their midst, but they lost sight of Jesus.
他们有些耶稣基督在众人中间，但是他们竟然忘记了耶稣就在那里。
All they could think about was their hunger pains.
他只想到专心注意到他们自己的饥饿跟他们的痛苦。
A soft place to lay their head.
What's that?
A soft place to lay their head. A pillow.
Okay. 枕头。A pillow. Sorry.
Fluffy feathers.
Okay. 只是一个很松的一个枕头。
Anything but a rock.
不是一个石头就是了。
I'm making this harder for you.
That's all right.
That's okay. You're doing a great job. Isn't he doing a good job?
So.
You know, unless you've done it, you don't know. Right?
Anyone can try.
Yeah. But I appreciate your spirit.
That's fine. Yeah.
They lose sight of Jesus who's in their midst.
所以说他们对耶稣基督就是在身边，竟然他们不知道他就在他们身边。
Look at verse 45 of chapter 6.
我们这时候看到第六章第四十四节。
And look what happens. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat.
这时候耶稣基督催着门徒上船。
And go ahead of him to Bethsaida.
然后他们要渡到伯赛大那里去。
Well, he dismissed the crowd.
然后他召众人散开。
And after leaving them, he went up to the mountain to pray.
然后这时候离开群众之后，他都到山上去祷告。
Now you understand what just happened?
你知道这中间发生了什么事吗？
All those people now have eaten. The miracle has taken place.
所以说奇迹已经发生了，群众都已经喂饱了。
And so now Jesus says, you guys get in the boat and you head out.
所以说耶稣基督对门徒讲说，你们就上船，然后行开。
We're going to get our time together.
所以说我们会有一个安静的时间在一起。
So Jesus dismisses the crowd and then he goes up to pray.
这时候把门徒分散了，他自己往山上上山祷告。
When he's done praying, he looks out on the water.
他这时候在祷告的时候，他往海边望去。
He sees a boat filled with tired, hungry disciples.
他说看到这个船上面是一群疲倦肚子饿的门徒。
And those tired guys, what do you think they find themselves doing now?
所以说你发觉这些门徒在船上做什么呢？
They're in a storm.
他们正在风暴当中。
And they're rowing for their life.
And 他们正在划桨能够要跟他们生命搏斗。
And Jesus walks out to them.
这时候神就从水上当中走去他们那边。
And brings peace to them.
将平安赏赐给他们。
And so now they finally arrive on shore.
这时候他们就船又回到岸边。
And what were they supposed to do? Rest, food, and time alone with Jesus.
所以他们想要做的事情是要坐下来休息，而且有一个时段跟耶稣基督在一起，而且能够肚子能够吃饱。
Make sure when you go home today to read this full passage.
所以说希望大家回去的时候能够将这一段经文再读一遍。
Because when they get to shore, the rest and food that they wanted, they don't find.
其实他们回到岸边之后，不仅没有找到食物，他也没得到休息。
All of a sudden, there's another crowd that begins to gather.
这时候开始又另外一群群众又聚集来了。
And they begin to bring people to Jesus to be touched and healed.
这时候他们做的事情是把所有其他的群众
The disciples are ready to pull their hair out.
这时候带到中间，所有的门徒都已经开始要真的是非常的焦心焦虑，开始要拉他们的头发了。
And the truth and the reality is, we cannot always get away when we need to get away.
这时候真是最重要的一个重点是，我们经常想要逃避。我们实在是逃避不了。
We cannot always get the rest when we need the rest.
当我们需要休息的时候，大部分的时间我们是得不到的。
People's needs and burdens never just all go away.
群众的需要跟他们的不会就是一下子不见了，都是一直都在那里的。
But when Jesus saw the people, he saw sheep without a shepherd.
他们牧师看当这个耶稣基督看到这一群的时候，是看到这一群没有牧人。
And what Jesus is trying to model for these guys is that his Father, their God, his God, is more than able to sustain them.
他说看到的耶稣基督是说，他的神是能有能力能够维持他们这一群群众的。
And so I want to just talk about that just for a moment about how we can refuel that deep-rooted passion in our life.
这时候我今天跟大家要讲一下，怎么样能够继续加燃料在我们。一个深耕建造的一个热心当中。
Because what really happens, the truth is that our attitude and our perspective is affected by how we see people.
这时候我们对态度，我们对其他的个人的观感，其实就是我们对其他人的最重要的还是我们的热心。
Matter of fact, my attitude and my perspective determines how I will live my life.
我的态度，我对很多周遭的一个看法，其实最重要就是我的一个热心。
Jesus saw people without a shepherd.
当耶稣基督看到这个门徒没有牧人的时候
，the disciple saw people as a problem.
这时候门徒看到群众只是看到这是一个问题的前沿。
They saw people as an obstacle.
他们看到门徒看到这一群群众只是一个障碍。
They saw people as a burden.
他们看到这一群人只是一个事工的重担。
And so many times we allow people to drain us because of our perception and attitude towards them.
但是我们就知道我们没有办法帮助人，是因为我们自己的态度跟我们的想法是错误的。
Because the truth is we treat people the way we see people.
真理是我们去对待人家是用我们眼睛的方式，我们看到的方式来对待别人。
And the way we treat them, they won't disappoint us. They will live up to our expectations.
这时候我们对他们处待的方式，有时候他们并不觉得会是这样做。
If you see people as a problem and treat them as a problem, they will be a problem.
当你把别人看的是一个问题，他们就会变成是真的是你们的问题。
And how true is that?
这觉得这中间有多少的真实道理吗
？We are to all be brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们都是在耶稣基督下面的弟兄姐妹。
Do you truly have a deep-rooted passion and compassion for one another?
你真的是对彼此中间有一个深根的热情跟热心
？Because it is not your pastor's responsibility.To take care of all of the sheep.
实际上不是完全都是牧师的责任去照顾所有的小羊、大羊、中羊。
If you study the scripture, the sheep are to take care of the sheep.
如果说你根据圣经来讲的话，这个是群羊要照顾群羊。
The shepherd teaches and trains the sheep.How to take care of each other.
所以说是牧人教导群羊去照顾群羊。
I'm not sure what your culture, what how it views the pastor or shepherd.
我不晓得你们在文化中间怎么样去面对是怎么样看牧师的。
It doesn't matter anyway because God's word overrides any culture.
神的话语超过所有任何的文化。
God's word overrides all tradition.
神的话语超过所有的传统
，all man-made rules and expectations。
所有的人都制造他自己的原则，制造他自己的期望跟传统。
God's word must be final，
但是神的话语是最终的。
And so what Jesus teaches us to continue to refuel, we must keep ministry minded.
所以说耶稣基督教我们怎么样能够继续在我们生命中间加燃料的话，是必须要知道我们在福音上面必须要做工。
Sometimes we use the word ministry and it sounds scary and too big.
有时候我们认为在这个传事福音事工中间，觉得这个好像太大的一个观念。
Let me make it very simple and small.
让大家解释怎么样的能够这么小的一个事情我们可以做。
Ministry is nothing more than finding a need and meeting it in the love of Jesus Christ.
事工其实就是找到需要的地方，然后根据神的爱来满足那个需要。
I wonder how many needs are in this place that God would like you to meet.
这时候我们就知道中间有多少的need需要，我们知道神需要你去满足这方面的需要。
But you say, no, I'm tired and hungry.
但是你这时候的反应说，我真是非常的疲倦跟饥饿。
We'll let the new preacher do it.
我们让牧师去做。
Is that what we pay him for?
这就是我们付他薪资所要做的事。
Your new pastor is not your employee.
牧师并不是职员。
He's been called by God.
他是被神呼召拣选出来的。
He is a servant of the Lord.
他是神的仆人。
You asked him to come.
我们邀请他来。
Honor him.
尊重他。
Pray for him.
为他祷告。
Give him the respect that is due him.
给他应有的尊重。
And be a blessing to him.
然后让他成为他给他的祝福。
And he will be all those things to you as well.
然后他就可以变成你所需要的任何所期盼的那一位。
Apathy is the enemy of the church.
Apathy. 不专心。冷漠是教会一个很重要的一个问题。
It's the enemy of compassion.
它是同情心的一个敌人。
And so, as you begin this new adventure together,
当我们开始这个新的这个旅程的时候
，and I know some of you may be very tired and weary.
我们知道中间有弟兄姐妹已经非常的疲倦跟饥饿。
And you may not get a chance to get away for a rest or vacation.
你或许没有一段时间能够休息一下，能够重新的复原康复。
Is that kung fu?
No. Recovery.
I actually thought I understood a word for the first
time. Okay, that's good.
I really did. I thought
that's good.
That's interesting. That means something different than what I always thought it was.
Not kung fu. Yeah.
My hearing is going on my right side.
Yeah.
So here's what you have to do, church.
所以这时候这是我们需要做的。
Jesus couldn't always get away either.
耶稣基督经常也没有办法逃避。
And what he models for us is this.
他是让我们做一个榜样是这样子的。
He would find little bits and pieces of time throughout his day to get alone with his Father. And pray.
所以他在一个当天中间找到某一段时间能够跟天父聚在一起。
Prayer will allow God to trickle charge your life.
祷告会让神来激动扣动你的心弦改变你的心在你的生命当中。
Because you are the body and you all have a part that God needs to use.
我们是一个基督的身体，我们在中间在基督的身体中间都有份。
I've told you before, and I will tell you again.
我跟大家讲过，我会再讲一次。
The greatest days of this church are not behind you.
最重要的日子已经过去了。
But they truly
正要来。
It's okay.
Yeah.
But they're ahead of you.
但是在前面。
Now it's up to you.
这时候真是完全要靠着我们自己。
God will do his part.
神会做他 要做的事。
Will you do yours?
但是我们会不会做我们要做的事？
As we have a responsive hymn, I would invite you, if God's speaking to your heart, and you need to take advantage of this little quiet time in just a few moments, to trickle charge, to seek Him, to ask Him. As we sing, you come and stand or sit. And we're going to just close that time in prayer. But it's your move. God's already made His. Come and be refreshed.
这时候你心里如果有回应的话，你让神来激励你，你觉得神这时候有感动你，请你到前面来，我们一起在唱诗歌的时候，到前面来一起祷告。